down to get a lot of dough. Anything is possible.
Welcome to Money on Our Mind. I'm Wheeler.
And I'm Chrissy, and we are spilling the money management tea. We work at VictoryFi, and we help college students discover how to best manage their money. We offer a financial education program for college students called Banked, and a program specifically for student athletes called Framework. We love connecting with everyone who uses our platform, and this podcast allows us to take some of the general money management concepts we introduce in our courses and apply them to the crazy stuff in our world today.
Yes, and this week we're going to be talking about some fun stuff. It's, fun fact, discretionary.
Yes.
Discretionary expenses. You'll learn about it. We'll talk about it soon, but really what we're going to be talking about is that. It's discretionary expenses. These are the things that we're going to teach you how to budget for something fun and inexpensive. Something like that you typically don't have in your budget, like a Halloween costume, right? How do you budget for something small and inexpensive that you need or possibly want, like a Halloween costume?
Spooky season.
It is time
for spooky. I think it's, we talk about wants and needs. Obviously, wants are things that you don't have to have, and needs are like paying your power bill. But I would say during spooky season, a costume might become a need.
And if not buying one, you need a costume. Now, you don't need to buy one.
Yes.
You can make one, right? I mean, that's what people are doing forever.
Yes. And we're going to talk about that. Yes. You're right.
Cool. Oh, duh.
Okay. So this is inspired by Kylie Jenner. She kept up her high standard for Halloween costumes with this year's Get Up the Bride of Frankenstein. She shared three photos of her costume on Instagram on Friday, and those got over 8 million likes, which is just insane. She has been proclaimed the queen of Halloween once again.
Probably self-proclaimed, right?
Probably. She is known for delighting fans with her elaborate Halloween costumes, but that is neat. I do like it when people take Halloween seriously. It's just fun.
It's a fun way to dress.
I'm not very good at like a detailed costume, but I really appreciate it when people go all out.
Right.
That's very cool.
And we're broadcasting from Savannah, Georgia. We have this college here called SCAD, Savannah College of Art.
Oh, very talented. Very talented.
Artists, talent, creatives everywhere. And so they take their Halloween very seriously as well.
I've seen some really great, people have started dressing up, I feel like, since last Thursday. We're recording this on a Sunday. Halloween's tomorrow. And I've seen some like very, very detailed costumes.
Yeah, no, and it's not just like makeup and design, it's fabric. There's a lot that probably goes into their design, right? I mean, they have to go plan it out, right? Mm-hmm. You want to go, not going to Party City for them. They want everything custom. So they're going to the art store. They're going to get supplies. They're going to get their stuff. They have to make the thread, the time to tailor it. There's a lot that goes into their stuff they need to budget for, right?
Yes.
So that's kind of what we're going to be talking about. So like, what can we do? We're not SCAD students, but what can we do to kind of budget for something that's not typical? It's not your typical monthly expense.
Oh, great question. Okay, so usually if it's something relatively inexpensive, you had mentioned this earlier, you can use your discretionary money. But Wheeler, can you kind of remind everyone, there's four elements in a budget, just so we all know we're on the same terms. Hopefully everyone has finished taking their courses by the time they're listening. But if not, tell them what the elements are.
Yeah, for sure. These are pretty much ingrained after doing these courses over and over again. It's something that's helpful, right? We need to know these four elements to a budget. So let's knock them out. Income is just the money you earn. For example, if you enter into an NIL deal and get paid $100 for three Instagram posts, then that $100 is your income. But remember, you need to take out taxes. So income is not what you always take home, but is what you earned. Yes. And then obviously, taxes and other things come out. Those are expenses. Mm-hmm. But income is what you get, what you earn. The next element of a budget is your living expenses. These include things that you need. Right? That's the key word there, that you need, like paying your power bill or your rent. You have to pay these things to live. The third item is savings, and your savings is money that you set aside for the future. Once you pay your bills, always try to set aside extra funds and build that wealth. Mm-hmm. Depending on your situation, you may not always be able to set money aside, but do so whenever you can. It's a great habit to get into. You never know what tomorrow you is going to need, especially as you grow. If you get a family, friends, expenses pile up, and they're always when you least expect it, right? We always know this. Like, we always find out that we say it happens in three, right? These bad things, one thing happens, and then another thing happens.
Absolutely.
And then just when you think you got it under control, another thing happens. But then if you plan accordingly, you can handle it. So savings is so important. That's the third element of a budget. Finally, this is the fun one, discretionary money. Discretionary money is anything left over after you've paid your bills and set money aside to save. So pay your bills, you had income, you paid your bills, you set money aside for savings. Now we can have some fun and buy some Halloween gear. Yeah, exactly. Go to a concert, go to Widespread, go do something, fish. Wait, what's up? I went to a Widespread concert this past week and it was damn fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got to do it because I saved money, I set it aside, and you know, I didn't cut into my other elements of the budget. Mm-hmm. So it was appropriate and it worked.
Yeah. No, you're so right. You shouldn't, if you anticipate that you are going to have these unexpected fun things you want to do, you should be set. So in the case of a Halloween costume, these are typically relatively inexpensive. I'm sure Kylie Jenner's was like way more than this, but just in general, what you're going to probably wear to like a college party, fairly inexpensive. So you may be able to just use your discretionary money. So like, you know, a $30 costume from like Spirit Costume or Party City or whatever. Sometimes the costume can be expensive, or you just might not have any real money. Like you just might not have money at the time to buy it. So if that's the case, you might need to save. So maybe $30 doesn't seem like a ton, but if you know Halloween's coming up, starting in August, just start setting a little bit of money aside and then you'll have it. But what about, like you had mentioned earlier, Wheeler, how can we do this on the cheap cheat?
Of course. I mean, this is how I got through college, right? I mean, I would rather spend my money on my discretionary money on things other than like costumes, right? I enjoy the participate. I want to have fun. I want to get down with everybody, but you know, I don't want to necessarily pay $150 for a mask that I won't want to use or I'll probably lose, to be honest. So what can you do? Well, be thrifty, right? Go to the Halloween, go to the secondhand stores, go to a thrift shop, find something around the house, be creative, look up online. If you ever are in the situation that you want to make a costume or something like that, or you want to find a different way to maybe save when you want to do a project, you're not the only one. Just go out there, check Instagram out, go Google some ideas. You're going to find a gazillion things out there to check it out, and you're going to save a couple bucks in the process, and nobody will be the wiser. You're going to be just like everyone else.
Absolutely. No, truly.
Except for maybe Kyler. Kyler. What up, Jenner?
But yeah, so I guess just like a general budgeting reminder before we get out of here. So when we talk about a budget, we're usually talking about a monthly budget, but you can use any time frame, whatever works best with like your spending and saving habits. But, you know, we're talking about discretionary money. This is your wants. This isn't something that you have to have. So first, think about your needs. So like you need to pay your bills. So figure out how much money you owe. So you need your bills. Maybe you have school expenses. Then figure out how you're going to get that money. So for example, you know, if you have to pay rent, you may need $800 for rent, $100 for power, $100 for internet. So you need $1,000 to live. If you get a job, you know, maybe you have a little part-time job while you're in school, you ideally want to make this amount plus some extra. So, you know, and you save a little bit of that extra and then you can spend other parts. So say you make $1,500 a month, you spend $1,000 on your living expenses, maybe you stash away. I'd love to see you stash away $300, but, you know, at least stash a little bit away. And then you have $200 to spend on whatever you want. So you can, you know, whatever you like to spend, you can make things happen.
Cool. Well, that's a quick example, intro to budgeting and, you know, being thrifty, saving, pretty much everything you know for the need to know for the holiday and the Halloween season. So stay spooky, get your Halloween out there, go do it on a budget, save some money, and we'll see you next time.
Absolutely.
Thanks as always. This is Money on Your Mind.